And when you own a house with its four seasons, okay, you're lucky if you get 4 days a year to yourself to just relax, right? Because there's so much crap you got to do to get ready for the next season, right? You're ready for fall. You're ready for winter. You're ready for summer. I'm ready to move into a condo. This sucks. Are you kidding me? I want someone to buy my house and rent it back to me. It's ridiculous. I thought it would be great, you know, owning a house, moving up to the middle class, right? The American dream. I've realized I've dug myself into this middle class hole. I'm a middle class hole. There's always so much to do. It's like, look at the Home Depot flyer, right? It's like, winter's coming. You got to get the scrapers. You got to get the shovels. You got to get the salt. Now it's springtime, right? You got the lawn. You got to get the hoses. You got to get the sprinklers. You got to get the grass seed. You got to get the Scott step 1, 2, 3, 4. I can't take this crap anymore. I am sick of my lawn, right? I'm sick of it. But when you live on a cul-de-sac, you got to keep your yard up or your neighbors get pissed off, right? You got to keep your yard up. Now, I used to live in a trailer park. When you live in a trailer park, you don't have to keep your yard up. If you keep your pants up, you're a good neighbor. My neighbor's yards are immaculate, the people on each side of me. All right, the guy on this side, New Hampshire state trooper. Married to, white guy, married to a black woman from Haiti. I call him the Haiti and the Stady. When I first met him, I thought, that's really cool. You know what I mean? I think that's awesome. You know, nobody could ever accuse him of being a racist cop, you know? But his police car comes home with him every night. You know, it's probably, he goes and does errands. He'll go to the gym or to the store or whatever. And I saw one day, I thought I saw his wife. I'm like, was that your wife in the back seat of your police car? He's like, yeah, we're not allowed to have family members in the cruiser, so I tell her to sit in the back and no one will think anything of it. That's weird, right? The whole neighborhood's like, that black lady's always getting in trouble. No one knows what's going on. So this guy comes over, right? Ball buster, right? He starts crapping on my lawn, right? He's like, your lawn gets fried. Got ruined. You got dead spots. You got to put something on it to protect it. I'm like, I'm going to put something on it. It's called tar. I'm going to pave the whole friggin' thing and then paint it green. Will that make you happy? Then paint a swimming pool in the center with a real diving board and invite you over for a dip. How about that? Stay off my ass. And this guy, he's always calling me a pussy. He's like, you're such a pussy. You know why he calls me a pussy? He saw me run from a wasp once. Who's not running from a wasp? How am I supposed to stay there and be like, oh, it's all you got, wasp? Come on, buddy. Bring it on. Go get your friends, man. I'm here all day. Damn right I'm running from a wasp. He's like, you allergic? No, I don't like, I have to be allergic or I'm a pansy. That's the only alternative. Not allergic to getting shot in the leg either. I know I probably don't like it. These wasps, that's the other thing when summer comes, the bugs, right? You get all this stuff with the bugs. I get it. These wasps make nests up in the rungs of my front porch, right? So they do these flybys all day. They're doing this, right? I can't even use my front door. I got to go around back, right? So I'm going to go out and kill them, right, with the raid. My friend's like, don't kill them. You don't bother them, they won't bother you. They bother me. If they didn't bother me, I wouldn't bother them. How about that? I get stung in the face going home. That bothers me. He's like, well, you shouldn't have gone near their nest. They shouldn't have gone near my friggin' nest. This is my nest. I was here first. I'm pretty sure they didn't buy theirs in August of 2006, okay? Tonight, I'm foreclosing on their ass. Bank's coming in. I hate bugs, and where I live up in the woods, man. My wife and I, our foreplay is checking each other over for ticks. Friend walked in, thought he caught us having kinky sex. We were just wearing our flea and tick collars. Don't worry about STDs. I'm worried about Lyme disease. I can handle a cold sore. You know, ma'am. It's my cougar right there. I hate bugs. And then in the summertime, see, I get the mulch, right? You got to get the mulch. You got to get flowers. Your neighbors want you to plant. I don't plant. Do I look like I plant? No. I have to hire someone to come plant these flowers, right? They ask me, they go, do you want us to plant perennials or annuals? Right? I'm like, what's the difference? They're like, well, perennials, they grow back every year. The annuals, you got to replant every year. What the hell kind of question is that? Give me the perennials, you numb ass. Who doesn't have a job? They can go out and all this free time on their hands. Yeah, why don't you take my grill apart every fall and I'll build that in the spring. I have all this free time to plant and build, plant and build. I don't have the time. There's no time. Just when you get a rest, then fall comes, right? The leaves change. The foliage. You know who likes the foliage? People from down south, right? Let's drive up north and look at the foliage. Really? Take a bag of leaves back with you, jackass. These leaves are gonna ruin my life in 2 weeks. I'm out there bagging another weekend down the tube. My wife's like, it'll be beautiful though back there. We'll get a picnic table. How nice will that be? A picnic table in New England? A picnic table? I'm sure it's much like here. You can use a picnic table just a handful of days a year, am I right? Yeah. The weather conditions have to be perfect. Right? You gotta get a little breeze so there's no bugs. Not too much. There goes the plates. There goes the napkins. There goes the food. It's gotta be like a space shuttle launch for you to sit out there and have a picnic. You know why people who live up north have picnic tables? So in the wintertime, you can see how much snow you got without going outside. That's why. My wife's like, we got like a foot out there. No, maybe that's a drift. No, it's not. It's the same height on the bench. You got to get out there and shovel.